So you had two?
Two troughs. And then they got, we used to make them out of wood. We just put two boards together so it would make a trough, you know, and then ends in them. And that's what they'd feed them in. And then, well, they used it for water too, but now they use the steel tanks, these old steel tanks. They just cut them out, and that's what they use.
Yeah. And what would you buy, what would nails come in if you were to buy a
keg?
Okay. And let's go through some animals now. The male of the cattle family is called a
bull.
Okay, did they ever use terms, polite terms around women?
Bull's all I ever heard.
You ever heard of gentleman cow or anything like that? Okay.
I never used that.
Okay, so the male is a bull and the female is a
cow.
And the baby is a
cat.
Okay. And for sheep, the male is a
buck.
Okay. Would they ever use another term for that? Maybe. Have you ever heard them called rams?
Oh, well, that, a ram is usually it's a male that's been taken care of, you know.
I see.
And that's what they call a ram. I never, oh, I guess maybe they do call them. I don't know, but I always just heard a buck. That's all I ever heard.
And the female is a?
You.
All right. Now, you mentioned this taken care of. What was the name for that type of operation?
Castration.
I see. Okay. Now, when they do that to a bull, that
well,
makes him
a stag.
Is that okay? Uh-huh. All right. And what about with the male of the pig family is a
boar.
Okay, and the female is a
sow.
Did they ever do that with pigs?
Oh, yes.
And what would that make a?
Well, the what is they call? Shoat, I think. I'm not so sure.
Okay. What about, do they have different types of fowl, barnyard fowl or wild fowl?
Well, a lot of people have guineas and turkeys and stuff like that, but we used to have turkeys and geese and ducks and things, but now they don't, nobody fools with them. Nobody even raises chickens anymore. We've got about 30 out here that we have our own fresh eggs. My daughter, granddaughter, she comes over and takes care of them.
What about wild fowl, wild game fowl, any of those?
Well, sage chickens. We have lots of sage chickens. But that, now up in the mountains, they have the grouse, the different kinds of grouse, the Drummond grouse and different kinds of grouse up there.
What was that one?
Drummond.
Drummond?
Uh-huh. They get on a tree, and they'll flap their wings, just bring them like that, you know. And it just sounds like somebody that's a drumming, you know.
Oh, I see. Huh, that's interesting. What about, the male horse is called a
stud.
Okay.
Or stallion.
Okay, both of those.
Yeah,
okay.
Either one.
And the female is a
mare.
Okay, do they ever operate on male horses that way?
Well, yeah, they're all, I mean, if they don't want a stallion, they're, what are they called? I should know that. I do, but.
Is that a
gilding.
Okay, I see. Okay.
And the mares.
What about a bronco? What's a bronco?
Well, a bronco is a horse that's never been handled. And that's what they use in these shows, you know, a lot of them. It's a bucking horse. They train them, you know. There's a lot of these. It's wild out here. See, we have a lot of wild horses out here in the desert. There's the government, of course. There's got to be so many. After the tractor came in, well, then a lot of them just turned their horses loose and let them go. And, of course, they multiplied by the jillions, you know. Well, they got to where they were taking all the range, and they were really wrecking the range. They travel in paths, you know, and cut them all out. And so the government comes in, and the BLM gather them, and they take a plane or helicopters out,